چسفیدن، چفسیدن. رومی میرسه چفسیدن. تو بیر رای چفسیده ای ویچ نوبدی not even an infant will say the guy will do a mistake. He will put it in Masnavi in here to show to you that whatever you're stuck down here, even the spelling doesn't matter to me, because whatever is down here is nothing. It's worthless, because the thing that we need is in the sky, the thing that will be fed upon. There is some fear in you and hopelessness. That's fellow saying something in your ear. That Satan in you. That ghoul. That reverse human thing. Whatever fear and hopelessness is dictated by your logic and tearing your ears to pull you down to the lawlessness. Be careful. There are two different sounds here, two different calling. The calling which will bring you up, stick to that one. The calling which will lower you, let go of it. Read it.
Deem thy fear and despair to be the voice of the ghoul drawing their ear to the abyss of degradation. Every call that draws thee upwards, know that that call has come from on high. Every call that excites cupidity in thee, know that it is the howl of the wolf which tears man.
This is mistranslation. First of all, is not every call, whether is any call. Any call that draw you upward, thou, there is no thou, thee, or stuff like that. Any call that is pulling you up, that's the good one. The call that you will understand that call is coming from above. The simple that any call that takes you up, you understand that it's coming from above because it's pulling you up. Any call that will provoke your greed, this is the sound of the wolf, which is going to tear the people apart.
This height is not in respect of position. These heights are towards mind and spirit. Every cause is higher than the effect. The stone and iron are superior to the sparks. Such and such a person is seated above that one who lifts up his head so haughtily.
What does that mean?
Haughtily?
I don't know.
Proudly?
Like arrogance.
Arrogant.
Okay, let's go back first. When I'm talking about above and below, I'm not talking about the height. I'm talking about the height of logic and life in you. When I say up, I mean your jaw, I mean your angle, your logic, I don't mean your physical existence. You want to know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about priority. Cause has a priority over the effect. The stone and a piece of iron, they have the power to bring out that fire, so they are above that. And there is something else. There are people who are above the other people, but actually they are sitting beside them. But in meaning, they are above them. With being high, being above, I mean out of honor. Not that it's far from the chest or from the top of the assembly. I mean the honor. Look at that piece of stone. A stone on iron is better to say lighter. This is what we understand. Look at the lighter. The lighter is prior to the fire. Fire comes later. And between that fire and that later, you could go back and forth between those two. Because the beginning of the fire is the lighter, or so on and so forth. But they're both the same. Because the lighter and the fire, they're the same thing. This is making the other one. So when you have it, you know what you're looking at. But let me tell you something which is quite different. Look at the branch and the fruit. Which one is above the other one? The fruit is the stuff that we want. It is above the branch. It's more important because fruit is the reason that we take care of the branch and the tree and all that. It's the goal. Because all these stuff, agriculture. In agriculture, what is first? The idea of the fruit is first. It's the latest stuff, but this is the first. So like that we are talking about. We are not talking about the time was priority. We are talking about the value of the stuff. That's why we say your life is worth it, your body is worthless. Then the surprise is there. Read up to the surprise.
Such and such a person is seated above that one who lifts up his head so haughtily, though in appearance he is seated beside him. The superiority of that place is in respect of nobility. The place far from the seat of honor is held in slight regard. For as much as the stone and iron are prior to action, the superiority of these twain is proper. But those sparks, in respect of their being the final cause, are from that point of view far in front of the iron and stone. The stone and iron are first, and the sparks last. But these twins are the body, and the sparks are the soul. If those sparks are posterior in time, in quality, they are higher than the stone and iron. The boat is prior to the fruit in time. It is superior to the boat in excellence. Since the fruit is the final cause of the tree, it follows the fruit is first and the tree last.
See, all these long stories going to lighter and the fire and the fire and the lighter and all that to say what? To say, listen, in our way, the end is the first. Because the end is the idea, and we are idealists. The idea will appear at the end of what you try, but it is the beginning because that's a motivation, that's a goal. So remember, we are talking upside down. So the beginning of the story, we started the story, right? This was not the beginning of the story. This was the end of the story. Now you will hear the story and you will understand why this is the end of the story. Because we are telling the story to explain this to you. Okay? What is it? It's that the end is important. For the moment, you will like to be admired. Somebody give you a compliment. They say always positive thing about you. To us, these are nonsense. We look at the end of the story, which is the beginning for us, because that's a goal. What will happen when you dedicate your life to those nonsenses? Let's go back to the bear. Read the bear.
When the bear cried out for help against the dragon, a valiant man rescued it from the claws. Cunning and courage gave...
Wait, what was that? What was the difference between that and the first verse? That the dragon was pulling a bird, a valiant man went and saved it. Exactly the same thing, right? Remember, I said this, I started from the beginning. That was just an excuse to tell you the end of this subject we are talking about. Right? Now.
Cunning and courage gave support to each other. By this strength, he slew the dragon. The dragon has strength. It has not cunning.
Now, the next subject. The bear is forgotten for the moment. First was when you shout the help is out. Now there is something else. That help that I'm saying is out is a very strong fellow. You know why? Because you believe in the power of dragon. Yes, dragon is powerful. But our hero doesn't need to be more powerful than the dragon. Because our hero is clever and he knows the trick. That's the point. Do not forget. When we say this old man could do magics, look at the old man, you see. He can only barely move. You say, yeah, this is not the point. There is other stuff. He knows where to look, where to point, how to trick. Because the trick is us. The power is the dragon, is the physical body, the physical existence, right? Yeah.
The dragon has strength, it has not cunning. Again, there is a cunning above your cunning. When you have regarded your own cunning, go back from where it came. Go to the origin. Whatever is below has come from above. Come on. Turn your eye towards the height. Looking aloft gives light, though at first it produces bewilderment as a trial. Accustom your eye to the light if you are not a bat. Look in that direction.
Again, we came to the bats, remember? Forget the bear. You started to say about the dragon, his power, but cunning stuff, the trick stuff we know. Okay? You know about your cunning part, don't you? Yeah. And you know what? When you think about your very clever part, suddenly you think that, I'm very clever. Where did you get it from? You got it from somewhere else. And there's more out there. So do not be very proud of your cunning and stuff like that. Yes, you look in you and you will find a clever fellow. Where is it coming from? Above. From this we. Therefore, look up. And I know when you look up, what will happen? You're not accustomed to light. Because you are the vampire, you are the bat. You're used to the nightly life. Look at it. First, it will blind you. Doesn't matter. Okay? Make your eyes used to the light, then you will see what's happening. Yes?
Accustom your eye to